How long have you lived in Greer?
About 62 years, I guess.
Why did you first come to Greer?
Well, my job, I worked. We had to come here to find work.
And where did you work?
Appalach Mill.
Can you tell us something about Appalach Mill?
It was just a cotton mill, that's all I know. That's where we worked to make a living.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked in the spinning room.
And what did y'all do in the spinning room?
I was a spinner. Made to spin the thread that we, make the thread spinning room.
So what kind of tasks did your job involve?
Well, that's all I can tell you. Just worked, worked in the spinning room.
How long did you work there?
I guess about 30 years.
You came here when you were about how old?
About 25, I guess. I'm not sure. Somewhere around there. I can't remember.
And do you remember what your first impressions of Greer were, of the town and the people?
Well, it's just another place to live, that's what I have to say. Because back then, it's hard to find a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was we had a pretty good job over there when we first moved there. It was pretty easy, considering some places we had worked.
Where else had you worked in previous years?
Oh, I worked a lot of different places.
Were you married when you came here?
Yeah. I had a son a year and a half old when we moved here.
What was it like being a mother and working in the mill at the same time?
Well, I didn't think anything about it. Just normal. That's the way we had to live. I didn't have no complaints about anything. That's about all we know to do,
How did you take care of him during the day?
Well, sometimes my husband's mother stayed with us, and then sometimes some of the neighbors would keep him for me to work, And then sometimes I'd work one shift and my husband worked the other, and we managed it that way.
What were your wages like in the mill?
Not much. I don't remember exactly. Well, we had to make it do, I couldn't tell you exactly, probably $7 or $8 a week or something. It wasn't a lot. Our rent was about, I think it's 75 cents a week. And, everything was cheap back then. Groceries and everything, you could buy a week's grocery for $5. It don't seem real, but it's true.
Now, did y'all live in the mill village?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It changed much?
Well, they had to rework the houses, and a lot of them, but some of them have been torn down, but they kept the houses in pretty good repair over there, seems like.
When you're shopping for $5 a week, what kinds of places did you find to shop at?
That was about what our grocers run a week. We had a little extra, to
mm-hmm.
buy other things We just had to shop around and make it do what we had, We couldn't get out and buy an automobile and new clothes every week.
What stores were there to shop at?
Well, we shopped at the Community Cash most of the time for our groceries.
In the same location where Quality Foods is?
Well,
now?
It wasn't there. It was up on the corner about where the fire station is back then.
As a seamstress. When did you start?
No, I never did work. All the work seems to say I do is what I did at home.
And when did you start doing that?
I was 55 when I quit work in the plant. And I just took it up, at home. I learned it just on the done it at home and sewed at home. But I never did work in a sewing house.
What kinds of things did y'all do for fun? Did the mill ever have any social things for the workers?
Mm-mm. Not over there.
Well, what kinds of things did y'all do for fun?
Well, just not much of anything. Go to maybe the picture show once in a while, go to church or something like that, I don't think. But there was to do.
So there was a movie? Theodore and Greer?
There was two.
Whereabouts were they?
There was one down there. It was right back where the shoe shop is going out of business now. It was right in there. Then there's one up there right beside of the tire place. There were two at that time, you know, back 2 years and three. Of course, we didn't go very often.
So what was your hurt?
Appalachian Baptist Seminary.
And what were services like there?
Well, I guess they're about the same as they are now. I just said it's a little church. I didn't go all the time, you know. But they just have Sunday school and preaching and, you know, like we do now.
So they hadn't changed much?
Not a whole lot. All of that's from Appalachian when Kemp was 6 years old, so that's been a long time ago. Moved up in the country, you know, so.
Oh,
yeah. We lived there for years, and then we, after they married, well, he bought this place over there where we moved to build a house, bought that and built a house over there, and lived in there about 38 years when the two passed away.
Did y'all farm?
No, we made a little garden, but not farm. We both worked.
Everybody had a little garden.
Well, I think most everybody did, because, you know, that was their, part of their income to help them through the summer. And probably the winter. I can a lot of stuff in summertime. A lot of the winter, you know.
Okay.
Most everybody did.
What kinds of things did y'all grow?
Well, we grew green beans and cabbage and corn and potatoes, whatever, you know, that's the garden.
Mm-hmm. And you canned all during the summer?
Anything I could get out of.
How did you can them? Did you use a pressure cooker?
Well, cold packed them for years, and then the pressure came out. The pressure cooker came out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I used pressure cooker.
Do you know about when the pressure cooker came out?
I couldn't tell you, but it was a lot better than canning with a cold packing and quicker.
How did the cold pack method work?
Well, you just pack the food in the jars. You know, blanch it and pack it in a jar and then put it down in the hot water and boil it for, you know, whichever, everything had different, like maybe 2 to 3 hours, something like that, you know. That was the preservative, they said.
And it would stay sealed?
Yeah. Oh, it would last, you know, the next fall. Can a lot.
I'd love to hear more about the meal. What was it like?
Well, it just worked. That's about all I can say. We just go to work and work our time and go home, you know. But, you know, everybody had their job to do, you know, whatever they were assigned them to do. I can't tell you much about that. I don't know how to go about it.
Well, about how long were your days? How long were your shifts at the middle?
8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Now, when I first went to work, back when I was 13 years old, I worked 11 hours a day, at night. I worked at Poe Mill then, that's when I first went to work. And I worked over there, and we worked 5 days a week, 11 hours at night. We worked from 6 o'clock in the evening till 5. And that was before the 8-hour time went in. Now that was hard work. And I've done that for years. And then 8 hours came in, we moved to several different places, but we landed at Appalachia, you know, so that's where we went. We moved, got settled down, and we stayed there for a long time.
Were you a spinner at Poe Mill, too?
No, I feel better than we did. So I was just a different job.
Did your parents work at the mill also?
They didn't. Well, my daddy worked a little while, but not long, but my mother, she didn't really work.
What did your daddy do?
He was a farmer before.
Ah.
Whenever the children got grown enough, big enough to go to work, he moved to the mill, and we all went to work, and then he didn't let us do anything else, you know, just sit around. He was one of them let somebody else work for him.
How old were you when you got married?
20.
20. Where did you meet your husband?
In the mill over at Poe Mill. He worked in the spinning room and I worked in the weave room and I made him.
Did he take you out on dates?
Well, no, not really. We just talked, you know, and then come to the house and do stuff like that. about 2 years before we got married.
What made you change from...
Well, we just heard somebody say it was a good place to work, and where we was working, it wasn't good. You know, things weren't too good there. So we went over there and got a job, and much worse.
What made it bad at Pace?
Well, they just put more work on you, you know, work the card on you.
Mm-hmm.
Put more work on you. And Appalachia was a good place to work.
Were the wages better there?
Well, not really. But, you know, the work wasn't as hard.
Did they have air conditioning and heating?
No.
In
the mill? No air conditioning. Not one of those. They finally put in some kind of little way up years later, but not mm-hmm. for years after they didn't have any air conditioning.
So on a day like today,
it's hot.
With all them machines going.
Yeah, it was hot, but people made it. Well, they'd raise the windows, you know, so the air could circulate through. But, like I said, it was still hot.
Mm-hmm. How about in the winter? Did y'all have heat?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Well, we didn't get cold, so I don't know if we had to.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that, really. But we didn't get cold in there, so either the machinery kept it warmer, they had some kind of heat system. I'm not sure. Because I didn't know when that way it was run. All I did was go in and do my day's work and go home.
Did y'all wear uniforms?
No. About whatever you wanted to. There was a few mills that had people, employees wore uniforms, but like Judson and Dunning and Greenville, mm-hmm. they wore uniforms. But I never did work in them, but.
So did Appalach, was their finished product the cloth? They turn out cloth?
Well, yeah, it started from the bales of cotton,
mm-hmm.
went all the way through, you know, like the spinning room, or the starting the card room, spinning room, school room. Then on through, and then when it come out, it's then the weaver and it's finished cloth. It made it all the way, but everything that makes finished cloth. Most of the mills do.
Mm-hmm.
Or did. I don't know how they do. I don't know if there's any around anymore or not. Most of them are gone.
Did they die it?
Not that. No, they didn't die. They didn't have a dye plant. They had to send it somewhere else to finish it up and die, or dye it, whatever they want to do to it. It just come out of plain old, you know, mill cloth,
mm-hmm.
unfinished mill cloth.
Did y'all have a company store?
No, not at Appalachia. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of other places, but Appalachia didn't.
Was Appalachia a fairly small mill compared to the others, would you say?
Well, no, I don't guess it was small, but it just was different, I guess. I don't know, a lot of them didn't have. Some of the bigger plant mills had the company stores. Well, I don't know about any of these in Greer about having one, but over in Greenville, the most of them had a company store. But as far as I know, the ones here in Greer didn't have a company store.
Did you enjoy your work?
Well, I guess I did. I don't really enjoy it. I know it had to work. I know, I had to work if I eat. That sounds serious. It's true. It does. Yeah, I soon be 89 years old. I was 20, almost 21 when I got married.
How old was O.T.?
He was 6 months older than me. He would have been 21 in May, and I'd have been 21 in November. He got married in February.
Did y'all live in the Poe Mill Village when you first got married?
No, we lived over there. We lived in an apartment over there, the south of the Mill Village. We didn't live on the Mill Village. But he lived over on Pinckney Street before we married, and I lived with my uncle over there on Park Place when we got married. And then we lived in the apartment over there and stayed there a while, and then decided that we wanted to go somewhere else. It was hard to find a good job, like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of cotton mills around, but some of them you didn't want to work at.
What made one better than the other?
It was, I guess, management, the way they run it, you know. Someone put more work on you than you could really get to, you know. But they can add more work on to you, but, you know, when it's running all the time, you've got to keep up with it. And it gives you more than you can get to before you need to get back, you know, to take care of it. And some of them are worse than others. You know, management, the way the management has worked, I don't really know what caused it. I just know there was, you know.
Did World War II affect y'all at all? Could you see it?
Well, as far as Oakie hadn't doing service, he didn't have to go. But he went down two different times and they turned him down. So, you know, would have went in, but they turned him down and he had a bad jaw. And he yawned a lot and it cracked and popped. And they couldn't find out what caused that. And they afraid maybe it's something. I reckon it. You know, they turned him down two different times. And he didn't have to go.
Did a lot of the mill boys go to China?
A lot of them had to go, yeah. A lot of them had drafted. They didn't want to go, but they had to go anyway.
Did you buy any bonds?
Well, we bought a few. We couldn't afford any. But had them bond drives all the time, you know. But everybody's like us. Nobody much had much money back then. It took a long time, you know, for people to get where they have anything, you know. And type thing just keeps getting better and better, you know. People making more money and all, you know, everything. So often wages would go up and all that stuff. But now when I worked at Foam Hill, when I first went to work, I worked for $4.95 a week, 55 hours. And I wasn't the only one. Some of them didn't make that much. Some of the people fill batteries and done things like that. I fill the biggest set of batteries in the whole department. And my weekly wage is $4.95 now. You know, things kept getting better and a little better and long, you know, but back then, that's what we just make it. It don't seem real. But I know I've been through it. It was. And the week we went out keeping house, after we got married, we got our house furniture and everything. We went to the grocery store and bought our groceries for $5. And then started from, like, we didn't even have a box of salt. Everything you had to have to live on the next week. But we only had $5 to buy, and we lived on that $5 worth of the groceries that next week. I tell you, if you won't believe it, it's...
So, were you involved in the Red Cross at all? Or
no.
Did you know anybody that was?
Not really, no. There was nobody over there that I know of around where I lived was in, you know, there's people probably in town and other places.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just a little village over there.
So y'all stayed isolated in the village?
Well, I guess that's what you call it. We didn't get out and go much. 5 to 6 days a week. Most of the time it's 5 days. And I quit when I was 55.
Were there a lot of young people working in the mill? Were you one of the
youngest? Everybody that I know worked in the mill. You know, that's all the people. There was a jobs like there now. See, there's a lot of these big plants went up around now, you know, and people working in. But all that I was about, there wasn't nobody hardly worked in stores. It was very rare for somebody to work in the store. Everybody worked in the mill if they worked.
And were you one of the youngest ones? At 13?
Well, there's a lot of them at my age went to work like that. And grew up in.
Were there anybody younger?
Not that I know of. Pretty young, but that's what they done. They put me to work. But I guess I'd rather than being out in the field working like we'd had to work to save the country. Because there wouldn't be nothing to be made in the country at all back then. You just better. You had enough to eat if you took care of it real close.
Did your parents farm all their lives?
Yeah, so, you know, I had two sisters older than me, and they went to work, and they moved from the country and put the cotton there and put them to work, and then the next year I went.
What kinds of things? Did y'all grow? Did you have any cash
crops?
Well,
now, we lived in North Georgia. We didn't grow nothing but vegetables and corn. We didn't grow no wheat, no cotton. And I raised our hogs and our cows and had our own meat and our milk. butter and whatever you get in the house. And we had enough to eat, but, you know, it's just country. We didn't know what money was back when we were growing up in the country. We didn't know, never see no money. I guess Daddy did, but I mean, you know, not very much.
Save your seeds from year to year and plant.
That's to save your seeds to plant the next year.
So the only thing y'all ever had to buy
was a soap and a matches and a, they call it lamp oil, kerosene, lamp oil. And, I did. We lived in the mountains in North Georgia. But now there is mud and up there as we are.
What's been the biggest change that you've seen?
Well, I do know most of the mills are closed down. They're not very mills that run in now. Everybody works for some other type of work. That's all I ever knew was cotton mill.
Do you think we're, kind of spoiled today because we got everything so easy?
Well, in a way, yes, people are, because they don't know what it is. Some people don't know what it is to have to work hard for something that you want real bad. Somebody's standing there ready to hand it to them. I'm not envious to nobody, because I know I had to work hard all my life, and I didn't have much, but thank the Lord I made it.